Hey everyone, welcome to Builder's Briefing for June 8th, 2026. I'm Alex.
And I'm Sam. Big show today, OpenAI's consolidating hard, there's a wild security story involving Meta's AI chatbot, and Apple's WWDC keynote is happening today.
Let's jump right in. So the big story, OpenAI is folding Codex directly into ChatGPT. This isn't a rebrand. They're killing Codex as a standalone developer tool and making it a feature of the broader ChatGPT platform, which just hit 600 million monthly active users.
600 million. That number is staggering. And the enterprise revenue driving this is growing 50% week over week? That's not normal growth. That's a rocket ship.
Right. And what's wild is what it means for anyone who's been building on top of Codex separately. If you had workflows around Codex's standalone API, you need to start planning your migration path now. This is happening.
Yeah, and as a developer, this compresses the whole IDE Copilot category even further. If you're building tools that sit between Codex and your codebase, custom agents, code review pipelines, repo-aware assistants, you really need to ask yourself whether ChatGPT's integrated version just replaced your Glue code.
There's a great case study on the OpenAI blog from Harness Engineering that shows the pattern using Codex agents inside existing CI/CD rather than as standalone coding assistants. Link in the briefing.
That's the right model. The agent as PR contributor, not the agent as your entire dev environment. And honestly, the platform risk angle here is the one that keeps me up at night. If your product is a thin layer on ChatGPT, you are one feature announcement away from irrelevance.
Exactly. TechCrunch is reporting OpenAI is still building toward a super app model, despite some internal debate about whether chat is even the right paradigm. So the signal is clear. Build capabilities that are orthogonal to what a super app can subsume, not parallel to it. And speaking of that super app push, ChatGPT now has Gmail integration. It can pull your email context into conversations, triage, drafting, scheduling, the works.
That's interesting, because if you're building any AI assistant that touches email, you're now competing with a native integration backed by 600 million users. That's a brutal competitive bar.
Meanwhile, on the model infrastructure side, there's a really clever open-source multi-agent framework pairing Claude Opus 4.8 with GPT 5.5. The idea is you use the expensive model for planning and the cheap one for execution.
Heterogeneous model routing. This is honestly becoming table stakes for anyone running production agent systems. You shouldn't be burning your most expensive tokens on execution steps that a cheaper model handles just fine.
All right, let's hit some dev tools, because there's a bunch of good stuff. TurboVet. It's a Rust-based vector index with Python bindings. Just hit 7,600 stars on GitHub.
Oh, I saw this. If you're running RAD pipelines and you're frustrated with face or Qgrant performance, this is worth benchmarking. Rust core with Python bindings is just the sweet spot for production ML infra right now.
There's also a new technique for losslessly compressing KV caches by about 4x. If you're self-hosting LLMs or running long context workloads, this directly translates to fitting longer contexts in the same GPU memory.
4x lossless? That's huge. That's the difference between needing one GPU and needing four for the same context window. And it pairs nicely with a tokenomics paper that dropped this week breaking down exactly where tokens go in agentic coding. How much goes to planning, tool calls, retries, versus actual code generation.
Essential reading if you're trying to optimize agent costs. Knowing where the tokens burn tells you where to architect cheaper loops.
One more I want to flag. There's a post from a designer at Jane Street saying they design with Claude more than Figma now. They've got concrete patterns for using LLMs as a design tool, not just a coding one. If you're on a small team where design-to-code handoff is a bottleneck, links in the briefing.
Okay, security. This one's sobering. Thousands of Instagram accounts were hacked through Meta's AI chatbot.
Wait, through the AI chatbot itself? So the chatbot was the attack vector.
Attackers exploited Meta's AI chatbot to compromise accounts at scale. And this is the thing. Every AI surface you expose with account access is a potential new attack vector. If you're building chatbots, assistants, integrations with account permissions, audit what your AI features can actually reach.
And then on top of that, there's a lawsuit against an AI gun detection company. A school shooting survivor is suing because the system failed to identify a weapon during an actual shooting.
If you're shipping AI with safety-critical claims, your liability surface is expanding fast. Accuracy thresholds and failure mode documentation are not optional anymore.
That one hits hard. Moving fast and breaking things doesn't work when lives are on the line.
Quick hits. Apple's WWDC 2026 keynote is today. If you're shipping iOS or macOS apps, watch for whatever on-device AI APIs they announce. Anthropic still hasn't shipped a Claude desktop for Linux, and the community pressure is building.
Come on, Anthropic. Also, there's a big Hacker News thread, almost 600 points, 550 comments, titled, LLMs are eroding my software engineering career. Lot of feelings in that one.
And Podman 6 shipped with machine usability improvements that make it a legit Docker desktop alternative. Now, links for everything in the briefing. So here's the pattern for this week. OpenAI is consolidating Codex into ChatGPT, Gmail integration, super app ambitions. And the meta hack shows the security cost of all these expanding surfaces.
Right. Route your expensive model calls through cheaper execution agents. Compress your inference costs. And audit every single integration point your AI touches for abuse vectors.
The builders who win aren't the ones using the most powerful model everywhere. They're the ones architecting the cheapest reliable pipeline that still ships.
Amen to that. Build smart, not expensive.
That's your builder's briefing for June 8th. Keep an eye on the WWDC keynote today, and we'll see you next time.
Later, everyone. Happy building.